The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name is Russell Mills. Welcome to Senior Class. We are live and local in beautiful, chilly Tulsa, Oklahoma this morning from the KRMG studios. Our mission, of course, to discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray. And this week, we are talking about memory loss and dementia.
It's going to be a great show.
And you've got quite the panel assembled, sir.
I sure do. On today's show, we're going to discuss and take questions about memory loss and dementia, when we should be worried, plus family consideration and care options, because this is a disease that truly affects the entire family. On today's show, I want to welcome my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Also, I want to welcome here to the studio, Dr. Eric Flagel. He's a medical doctor here in the area. Welcome. And also, Kathy King from Care First Pharmacies. It's going to be a great show, and welcome so much for taking time out of your busy day and waking up with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. That was a little weak. Let's give it a little bit better.
We're going to have to wake these people
wake
up.
Good morning. We're trying to wake up the folks that have tuned in with us. So
good
I do
morning.
Appreciate you all taking time to be here this morning. So good morning.
Woohoo.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
So I've got coffee brewing.
Exactly. So this is
Donuts. We'll make it.
Yeah, we'll make it. This is kind of a tough topic. So we're going to kind of jump right in. I know that sometimes when I walk into a room, especially the kitchen from the living room, I wonder, why do I walk into the kitchen? Why did I come in here, and what do I need? So sometimes I even have to walk back into the living room and sit back down and think, what did I go to the kitchen for? Now, that seems memory loss, but there's a big difference, Doctor, between simple memory loss as we age and forgetfulness and dementia. Can you go over at about a 50,000-foot view of the difference between just regular memory loss and dementia, and when should we be worried?
Sure. So I thought I'd start this morning by telling a funny story about my mother, who won't know that I'm talking about her because she lives in a different city.
Even better.
My mother is notorious for hiding things, and she's done this ever since I was a kid. And it was not uncommon for my mother to hide Christmas gifts and my sister and I to get our Christmas gifts at Easter. She recently decided she was going to hide a special piece of jewelry when a repair person came to her house. And she said to me, you know, I think I might be suffering from dementia. And I said, Mom, you've been hiding things and putting things in safe places forever. That is not dementia.
Yeah, be the earliest onset dementia in the history of forever, huh?
So dementia is more about, is obviously about memory loss, but it's also about difficulty with completing familiar tasks, or also changes in mood and unexpected behaviors, untypical behaviors.
I know in a lot of instances, it seems that I can freshly remember what happened to me in junior high or high school, but sometimes I can't remember what I had for dinner last night. Is it a time frame, or is there anything in particular or specific people should look for when they notice that their memory's starting to slide, regardless of age?
You know, dementia and specifically Alzheimer's is mostly about long-term memory issues. We all suffer from short-term memory lapses. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what I had for dinner last night, probably.
What did you have? Now we're going to test you.
You know, I think I had leftover chicken and dumplings from a local restaurant.
Okay. Sounds good. You know, I think I learned at one point in all of my training in my career that the brain only really has the capability to remember two actual complete thoughts at one time. So I think a lot of times when people are forgetting things and getting confused, it's really just because we're so overwhelmed and stressed out in today's society. And
I can see that.
Juggling a million things at one time.
That's the theory behind distracted driving.
Right, yeah.
Is that you put X amount of percentage of your brain on your phone.
Right, completely.
And other things go away, like the cars in front of you.
Exactly, exactly. And I also wanted to mention, too, a lot of people get confused about the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's because oftentimes they're so lumped together. So I just wanted to briefly explain. Alzheimer's is kind of under the dementia umbrella. Dementia is a broad term and encompasses a lot of different things that can affect the brain. So like Parkinson's disease. I've even encountered someone with West Nile disease that had dementia, vascular dementia induced by a stroke. So Alzheimer's disease is a very specific kind of dementia that's under that umbrella. And Dr. Flaywell, you can probably elaborate.
Sure. Just to go with that, Alzheimer's is a very specific form of dementia. And Alzheimer's is about a buildup of specific proteins in the brain cells that slows or prevents those connections from happening. And the area that's specifically affected with Alzheimer's dementia is called the hippocampus. And the hippocampus is important for memory, specifically long-term memory, and it also regulates our emotions.
Okay, so I think I'm starting to understand that with a stroke or Parkinson's disease or ALS, those all encompass a type of memory loss or dementia, but Alzheimer's disease is really specifically to the way that the brain's losing its ability to function. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so upon a dementia diagnosis, let's make it really broad. Does that mean that it's immediate referral to an assisted living or memory care?
In my opinion, no. Dr. Flaywell, what do you think?
No, I would say no. And in my practice specifically, I take care of patients in my office, but I also do house calls for homebound Medicare seniors. And the goal is to keep people in place in their home where they're most comfortable.
Because of a particular reason, or it just helps improve the quality of life?
It's always about quality of life. And then, of course, quality of life for both the person who suffers from dementia and their family members or other caregivers. And that's when assisted living becomes important.
I'd like to just jump in for 1 second and remind folks that we absolutely want to hear from you. You can give us a call right now. Call Senior Class if you got a question for one of the members of our panel. It's 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. You can always text your questions to us. We had several people do that last week.
We sure did.
They texted us at 95920, and we would definitely love to hear your questions, and we've got a great panel of experts that can address them for you, Rusty.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. We are visiting with Dr. Eric Flaywell, medical doctor here in the area, as well as Kathy King from Care First Pharmacies and Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Well, it's important to know that there are individuals that are out there that not only are experts, that are readily and easily accessible to these individuals. Brittany?
Well, I have a question, actually. In your opinion, Dr. Flaywell, how does somebody diagnosed with dementia maintain quality of lives for themselves and their family? I mean, I know what we do in our building to kind of promote that, but outside of, being in a building, what do you think?
It's interesting that some of the most important things to prevent dementia or Alzheimer's dementia are also some of the things we do to maintain quality of life. Exercise of both our body and mind is extremely important. Finding ways to decrease stress and finding ways to stay socially connected with our peers.
Well, what I found is that you have to look at a plan of care not only for the patient or the individual suffering from dementia, but you really have to look at a plan of care for that family member, that primary caregiver. I found that respite is as important for the psychological and physical impact on the caregiver as the patient. Doctor, do you concur?
Sure, I would absolutely agree with that.
Can you explain to the folks that are listening and that what respite is and why it is so important. What is respite care, and how does, or why should, is it important for the patient and the family for a little bit of respite?
So respite care is basically allows the family to take a break from the stressors that come along with caring for their family member who suffers from Alzheimer's or dementia more generally.
So they need a break to get away to be able to clear their mind when they're providing care for that dementia patient.
Exactly. And in order to provide the best care, you have to be your best self. You can't be your best self if you're worn out and tired.
You're listening to Senior Class. I'm your host, Rust McMurray. On today's show, we're talking about dementia versus Alzheimer's and versus forgetfulness. We're looking at care options. We're looking at the progression of the illness and how to maintain quality of life. On segment two, we're going to talk about the progression in a little bit more detail and what those care options are. Russell, what do folks need to do to get questions answered by the doctor relating to memory loss and dementia here live in the studios this morning?
Yeah, you can give us a text message at 95920 and ask your questions that way, or you can give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. This is Senior Class, and we'll be back talking more about the options for treatment right after this brief timeout. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in just under 9 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and of course, that all-important forecast. Might see a snowflake today. We'll see. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booze. And Rusty, we are get questions.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. On today's show, we're talking about memory loss versus dementia, when to be worried and when to not, what the progression of the illness looks like, care options, and family considerations. Live here in the studio today, we have my co-host, Brittany Burridge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Kathy King from Care First Pharmacies. Good morning, Kathy. Looking beautiful as always.
Good morning.
Then we have Dr. Eric Flagel, a medical doctor here in town. Doctor, thank you for waking up with us this morning.
Good morning.
Russell, looks like we have our first question from, actually question or two from our listeners. You want to go ahead and get to that for us?
Yeah, let's talk about that. First texter says, what are sure signs of the beginning of dementia? And maybe you can clarify whether there are sure signs of beginning of dementia. Are there certain behavior patterns that you can look for? How do you first spot that this is happening to somebody?
So we talked about memory loss in general, but specifically long-term memory loss. One of the important things to think about when we talk about dementia is difficulty completing familiar tasks. You know, that might be remembering how to do the laundry, remembering how to cook your favorite recipe, remembering how to mow the lawn or navigate around town.
So it could be the, you know, simplest things, but is there something like a red flag that people should just go, oh my gosh, I think we need to go see a doctor?
You know, I think it's a compilation of many of those things. And I would also say that, you know, to loop back earlier to what I was talking about, if you're worried about dementia, it's not likely that you have it. If your family's worried about dementia, that's more likely.
You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray. We are taking questions for the doctor. We're talking about memory care. We're talking about dementia and normal memory loss. Russ, what do folks need to do if they have questions or comments for the doctor here in studio?
Yeah, you could do what that person did. You can text us at 95920, or we can put you on the radio, which is fun, too. Give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That number in numbers, 460-560-KRMG. 5764.
Well, we had an interesting topic that we were kind of going over, and that was respite care and the importance of taking a little break as if you're that adult child that's the primary caregiver or that spouse that's providing care. Can you go into a little bit more detail on the services that the Linden offers with regards to that respite care?
Absolutely. So, you know, being a caregiver is a 24/7 job. So when you're caring for somebody in the home, you oftentimes forget to take care of yourself. You know, we get to go home at the end of the day. Caring for somebody with dementia is just a 24/7 thing. So respite care is really important. It's pretty much just a short-term stay where, you know, your loved one is being cared for in a medical environment and getting the care that they need. And you
so
know,
are we talking for
or?
Several hours, a half a day, or for maybe even a long weekend?
No, it would be several days or a long weekend or, you know, even up to 30 days.
Now, doctor, how important is it for those caregivers to take a few days off after giving 24-hour care in their own home?
Sure. So, you know, family has an added responsibility and added burden at times when we're taking care of folks with dementia. And I said earlier, I can't provide my best care to someone if I'm not taking the best care of myself that I'm able to do.
Now, Kathy, I know that one of the things that I struggle with my own family, is medication management. I know that Care First Pharmacies does have some compliance packaging, which makes it easier for that patient that may forget to take their medicine or for that adult caregiver that's feeding that pill box each and every day. Can you talk a little bit more about what compliance packaging is and why it's so important for the patient and family?
Yes, thank you. The alternative packaging that CareFirst offers, there's no charge for it, and we still do the vials, but the packaging is so unique in the way that we can combine all the meds. So all, if you're taking medication for breakfast, we will combine all those meds in your packaging for you. The same if you have medication, take medication for lunch, evening and nighttime meds, and it's in an easy open package. It's like CareFirst is doing a medication packaging for you, and so the med air is reduced and it's so convenient for you.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand. So if I have four pills I take in the morning and two in the afternoon and seven at night, what you do is you break all that down into the individual, like, daily
pill
doses
packets
of all of those, and there's no extra charge for that?
No charge. Well, your copay's the same. No pharmacy can alter the copay. Mm-hmm. So you would just have your copay. We also can put vitamins. So if you're on a calcium, your physician wants you to have calcium at night, vitamin D3 or aspirin, or if you take Boniva on the 15th of the month, we can add that in as well. But we do. We put all your meds in a color-coded packaging for you.
That is very cool. Okay, we have another text question coming in.
Okay, Russ.
And I'm getting parts of it, but this is basically what they're saying is if you bring somebody into your house for respite care, then isn't that going to add extra stress because you got to worry about having this strange person in your house? And I think maybe what they're getting at is how do you know you're getting the right person and how can you leave mom or whoever back in the home with peace of mind?
Well, I think that's the misunderstanding of maybe the listener, because the Linden actually provides housing and meals and food and actually watches that loved one on site.
Right,
24
but the doctor was talking about keeping your patient at home because that is the place that they're most familiar with and, you know, right, standards of living. So in that case, respite care becomes a little more tricky because somebody's got
to
move into your house.
Someone to come into your home. Yeah. So, there are
licensed and certified caregivers and caregiver companies that are out there that provide those services. And I think that's going to be on one of our upcoming shows, what Medicare pays for when you have a care worker come to your home and what they don't.
Right, yeah. And if anybody is interested in that, you know, I would be happy to direct them to some really reputable agencies throughout town, because there are some great ones that are, you know, specifically dementia certified and trained in how to accommodate a patient with dementia, because that's important as well, because, you know, you encounter all kinds of different things when you're dealing with somebody with dementia. So somebody that's not trained in how to handle those instances and those occurrences, because you can encounter some weird stuff sometimes. let's just be real. So you want to make sure that you're getting somebody that's specifically trained in dealing with someone with dementia.
Now, doctor, each patient is different in maintaining quality of life and for the family of the particular patient. Can you briefly talk about what some of those quality life indicators are, what they should strive for when they're thinking of maintaining quality of life? Just one or two? Is it activity, or would you say socialization is important?
You know, I would say trying to engage that family member with things that have always been important to them.
Understood. So maybe gardening.
Yeah. Whether it's gardening, whether it's visiting a museum, we have at least one local museum that provides programming for folks with dementia.
Mm-hmm, the Philbrook.
All right, we've got more senior class straight ahead, live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Remember, you can call us 918-460-KRMG, and we will be talking with another special guest coming up right after the news. This is senior class on News 102.3 KRMG.
La-da-da-da.
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. If you've got any questions for us, remember you can text us at 95920 or you can call us 460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Mr. Rusty McMurray is our host. And Rusty, I think you actually have a caller on the line, a special caller.
Yes, we do. We have a call-in guest. We have Michelle from the Chronologically Gifted Senior Activity Group. Michelle, thanks for waking up with us this morning here on Senior Class and calling in to tell our listeners a little bit more about your group.
Thank you very much. Yes, our organization, Chronologically Gifted, the focus is to socialize, and according to some studies that have been done that indicate if you continue to socialize as you mature, you will probably have a tendency to live longer and be in better health as far as body, mind, and spirit. So our group, we have fun. We are the fun group.
What type of activities do you do as not only on the social side, but as far as the community service side, Michelle?
Well, we do several things as far as our community organization. We have our monthly meeting, but in our monthly meeting, we have a community project. And our speaker this year for January, our meeting is Wednesday, January 17th. And our guest speaker is Lisa Bain. And Lisa has started an organization called Joy in the Cause. And they provide care, compassion, and joy for those with life-altering illnesses and special needs. And our group will be bringing some funds to the meeting to give to Lisa so that she can buy some things for her organization, especially for young children. They need some baby rattlers, and so that's what we're going to give some money to give back to the community.
Michelle, if someone wants more information how they can remain active in the local community with some of their peers, how can they reach out to you and find out how they can become involved in the Chronologically Gifted Activity Group?
They can give me a call. The phone number is 918-437-7470. Again, that's 918-437-7470, and then I can give them additional information.
Do you meet on a weekly or monthly basis regularly?
We have activities generally every week. For example, last night we had dinner and then we went to the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra presentation, which was fun.
Can I come next time? That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And then we also have a meeting on January 18th. We're going to go to the Broadmoor Senior Living Facility for a tour and then for lunch, soup and salad. Then we're also going to go to another dinner on Thursday, January 25th in Brookside called Ben 35. Then we're going to the University of Tulsa for a free presentation.
Sounds like a lot of fun. How many folks work and participate in your group each week?
I would say generally about anywhere from 25 to 35. Our monthly meeting, which is this Wednesday, that we have the most people come to that. There are about 50 that come to that. But last night we had probably about 15 people going to the symphony.
Sounds like so much fun. Michelle, give them your number one more time.
Sure. The number is 918-437-7470.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I hope you have a great week, and God bless for all that you do.
Well, thank you, KRMG, for having the senior class program.
Thank you so much. You're listening to the Senior Class Radio Show. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. On today's show, we're talking about dementia versus memory loss, care options, and family considerations. Live here in the studio, we're visiting with Dr. Eric Flagel, along with Kathy King from Care First Pharmacies, and my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Memory Care and Assisted Living. Well, we are taking questions, but first, I wanted to kind of carry on the conversation with Michelle. Wouldn't that count kind of as respite? Maybe having someone come into your home for a few hours, take care of your loved one, and spend some time with friends in a social group? Does that really what respite looks like on a short-term basis, Doctor?
Sure. I think,
Well, because we had talked about long-term for several days respite using a facility like the Linden. Is respite on a short-term level of just basically getting out and relaxing and having some fun with friends and then coming back to a 24/7 care setting? Is that what respite looks like? Is just a chance to get out and enjoy yourself?
I think if we think of respite and relief from care. If you have a close friend of the family who might take care of your loved one for a few hours, take them on an errand or to go to a museum, yes, that is respite to the usual family caregiver.
All right. So that being said, it is important for not only the caregiver and the family to be able to take a break from time to time and providing 24-hour care, but are there ancillary services that can kind of help stretch the timeline of the progression of the illness so people can not only improve their quality of life but spend more time at home? Services like maybe therapy, speech therapy, ancillary sitting services, because I think we've all agree that we want to be able to stay in our own home as long as possible prior to utilizing a community. Doctor?
Sure. We have several wonderful home health agencies here in town that I work with closely, in fact, and all of those provide a way of helping keep the person who suffers from Alzheimer's at home.
Now, when home is no longer an option, Brittany, let me ask you this. When identifying the best memory care community, what should families look into when making that choice?
Yeah, that's a good question because there are several to choose from and they are all different. So what you need to do first, I would say, is just really identify what's most important to you. What did your loved one used to enjoy doing? What do they still enjoy doing? You want to make sure that you find somewhere that's really going to be, you know, engaging, not only like socially, but also emotionally, spiritually, whatever is important to them. So, you know, there's a lot of good activities programs that a lot of these buildings have to offer. So I would just ask questions when you go and, you know, make sure that they're truly invested in providing a good quality experience for your loved one, not just caring for their medical needs.
I know we've covered it earlier on the show, but a lot of the times those dementia patients find a level of comfort in a familiar environment. So once you have become familiar with that assisted living or that memory care property, how do you get folks out to doctor's visits and take them into an uncomfortable environment? Or is that where you come in, Dr. Flagel, and you actually go to the properties and see the patients in the comfort of those assisted livings? Is that where you come in, Dr. Flagel?
That's exactly what I do. And that's the model of the practice that I built. Atlas Medical Services, what I do is I make old-fashioned house calls to your house for homebound Medicare seniors, but also I visit properties like the Linden. I have a few folks at the Linden, actually, and it's a gorgeous place to walk into. It's vibrant and beautiful.
Thank you.
It's pretty spectacular.
We love having you too. I got to give him a plug because Dr. Flagel's just, he's so great. And he takes such good care of his patients and our residents. And
well, what level of comfort for an adult child to know that they don't have to take off for work for 2 or 3 hours to be able to get out of work, come down, pick up their family member, you know, go to the doctor's office, wait and come back. They can simply go and visit with their parent and the doctor in the parent's apartment. They're at the community, take 30 minutes and get a one-on-one with the doctor. Doctor, how long have you been doing that?
I formed Atlas Medical Services in 2015 when I saw a need in our local community in an in-home physician. We have plenty of home health nursing services that come within the greater Tulsa area, and they're all fantastic. But to the best of my knowledge, there's really no other physicians that on a regular basis.
How convenient, not only for the patient, but for their family as well.
Exactly right. Other physicians might have a special patient or two that they do this as a favor. This really is a practice model that's missing in the Tulsa area.
I believe so. Modern society at large.
Well, it is, because doctors are accustomed to seeing 30 or 40 patients a day in their office, room to room. This gives you the ability to really dig much, much deeper into caring for those individual patients who are higher needs anyway.
There's a lot of other needs besides their immediate medical needs that I'm able to see and deal with. The social setting where the patient is actually living is also important.
Yeah. Observing your environment as well.
And that's not obvious when a patient comes to your office.
So I have a quick question for Kathy, which is, I was sitting here thinking about, okay, if my mom or dad, and who unfortunately passed away, God rest their souls, but if they were suffering from Alzheimer's or something like that, and I was dealing with all those medications and stuff, how can I work with a pharmacist, or what can a pharmacist do to help me sort all that out and make sure I'm getting what I'm supposed to get and deal with somebody else's medical needs?
Excellent question. CareFirst has a pharmacy at 61st and Sheridan. And that is the location where this compliance packaging is made. So I would call that location, and they need a complete med list, because it does take them a while to sync all your medications and get them ready. They are on hold with other pharmacies. There may be several pharmacies involved that they would have to contact to get all of the meds synced into the packaging. So I would call them, even if there's an inhaler involved. Tell them that as well.
They just need to know everything about everything.
And they can kind of reconcile your medications, is that right? Kind of observe if there's duplicates or things that are unnecessary.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in. We got to take a quick time out. You are listening to Senior Class. We are live and local on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Got another text question on the board. We'll get to that right after this. You are listening to Senior Class, live and local in beautiful Tulsa, Oklahoma, here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Hang around after we finish up. We got the news teed up for you. Meanwhile, your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. On today's show, we're talking about dementia, Alzheimer's, family considerations, and steps to take. On today's show, we have live in studio Dr. Eric Flagel, medical doctor. Thank you so much, Dr. Flagel, for taking time out of your busy morning to be with us.
Good morning. It's been a pleasure.
We also have Kathy King from CareFirst Pharmacies live here in studio. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And then we have my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Family considerations when talking about a diagnosis and providing care for a dementia patient is very important. We've been talking about respite and actually taking a break. And Russell, I think we have a texting question, and the question is simply, does Medicare pay for short-term respite during the break? I think we've vetted out the answer. I'm going to start with Brittany and then
let's clarify, though. They asked, does it pay for respite care in the home? And so there's two different aspects here. Kind of explain, again, what respite
right.
is and
yeah.
distinguish
so
it for us.
Your traditional respite stay is going to be off-site, out of the home. So its premise is for you to go out of town or on vacation or just simply get a break. But traditionally, it's going to be on-site in some kind of building, an assisted living, a memory care, or even a nursing home setting. So traditional respite is off-site. Now, there are some services that will come in your home. Those are going to be paid out of pocket, though. For
like an hourly?
An hourly rate, yeah. And they will stay 24/7. I mean, it adds up quickly, but yeah, that's more of an hourly program or adult daycare.
So, and that's paid privately options. Out of your own pocket.
Right.
Right. But but if you take them to a facility, you said Medicare does cover that to an extent.
An extent, yeah, in some instances. So if a patient is on hospice services, for example, then Medicare will pay for, I believe it's 5 days of a respite stay in a setting of a building.
Doctor, can you add some more information for us?
So what I would want to make clear is that respite care is, again, removing the person with, in this case, dementia or Alzheimer's, out of their home and into a facility setting. The respite or relief is for the family member. Medicare pays for respite care in a hospice situation. That is correct, Ms. Brittany. What Medicare does not pay for are home health aides right. or someone to come into your home to do tasks like laundry or bathing or grocery shopping.
Well, I want to share a quick story about a friend of mine from about 20 years ago. He was an individual that had recently retired as an executive from a corporation that builds private jets. I mean, this guy had a beautiful home, nice swimming pool, and honestly, he looked better with his shirt off than I did, and he would swim in his pool every day. He was retired, getting ready to enjoy the last years, 20 years of his life, and his wife was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and it progressed very quickly, and dementia was associated. He did everything that he could to maintain quality of life for his wife, brought in those caregivers that he paid for, private duty out of his own pocket, and stayed at his own home, and provided that care for his lovely wife that he met at 16. They had been married over, 50 years. And I saw this individual in the period of about 36 to 48 months completely deteriorate. His body, his spirit, his mind, and within 18 months of his wife passing, which happened very quickly within a 5-year diagnosis, he was gone. Because he did not take that break. He used every resource that he could to help maintain quality of life for his loved one, but it really can do a toll on those family members that are providing care. Doctor, can you go into a little bit more detail of the importance of taking respite?
There is absolutely an emotional toll on family members when caring for a person with dementia. And we know there absolutely is a link between our emotional health and our physical health. And taking time for yourself, again, to be your best self so that you can take best care of that family member is absolutely important.
Brittany, you've worked with families for a number of years in this situation. Can you share with us briefly a quick story of the importance of respite and being able to take that break for that loved one to re-energize and jump back into providing that care?
Yeah, and I do kind of want to touch on caregiver guilt. So a lot of times what prevents people from taking these breaks or from even moving their loved one into a memory care when it's time is the guilt. They always promised, oh, I'll never put dad in a home or, whatever the case may be. But I do want to mention that these assisted livings and memory cares nowadays are not what they were 30 years ago. So it's nothing to be afraid of. And caregivers do have that guilt. So, but again, like Dr. Flagel's been highlighting, it is so important to take care of yourself and relieve yourself and take that break.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for waking up with us this morning and sharing this valuable information for our listeners. Dr. Flagel, thank you so much. Kathy King, thank you. And Brittany, we have a great show in store for them next week. You've been listening to Senior Class Radio. Have a great week and God bless.
Thanks again for listening. We're live and local every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and that all-important forecast from our friends at Fox 23 and KRMG. Going to be really cold this week. Bundle up and do please check on your senior friends. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday.
Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless. From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM San Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.